You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Holly Randall Unfiltered is sponsored by Twisties. Twisties is the ultimate lesbian glamour erotica website. It is the website that I have shot for the longest. I have produced some of my best content for them, and they are definitely your go-to place for beautifully shot, believable scenes between the hottest industry stars of today. So many of my guests that you've heard on the show, I have shot for Twisties. And so if you want to look up any of my guests' girl work, twisties.com is the place to go. Their Twisties Treat of the Month is the most carefully curated solo scenes and girl scenes that showcase the best and the brightest in the porn industry. So make sure that you support my show by supporting my sponsors. And please go and visit twisties.com. Hi, I'm Holly Randall, and welcome to my podcast, Holly Randall Unfiltered. This is a show about sex, the adult industry, and the people in it. I'm a 21-year veteran of this fascinating little industry, and as the eldest child of the trailblazing erotic photographer Suze Randall, you could say I grew up in it. So forget everything you think you know about porn, because this show is going to change your mind. My guests are some of the biggest names in the industry, and we unabashedly reveal the real behind-the-scenes stories. The funny, the inspiring, the tragic, and the bizarre. Everyone has an opinion about sex work, but few people actually listen to the sex workers. So sit back and prepare yourself for a podcast, which is honest, raw, and unfiltered. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Holly Randall Unfiltered. Quick shout out to my girl, Joanna Angel, for sending me a fuck ton of Liquid Death sparkling water. I love this stuff. She threatened to send me an entire pallet, which is 150 cases. And I was like, though I would eventually drink all of that Liquid Death, I don't have room for it. But I appreciate the few cases that she did send me. So relax. It's just water. Let me introduce my guest today. She is a very special lady. She was born in and lived in Kenya for 10 years before moving out to the US. She is new to the adult industry and now under contract with Brazzers. I had the good fortune of working with her a couple of times, and I just really like loved her energy. And I just thought she was so like beautiful and sparkling and fun. And I almost never have people on who are like new in the adult industry. So I thought it would be cool to have like that fresh perspective. And she's just also like a lot of fun as a person. So let me welcome Elsie.
Thank you.
Hi.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, yay. I remember when you asked me to be on it, I was like,
It's so funny because first of all, like I feel so honored that you were excited. And then there's like some people that I ask and they like literally ghost me. They're like, nah. And I'm like,
dang.
Man. So when somebody's like excited to come on, I'm yes. like, oh, yay. Yeah. Somebody still likes me. And like my show is valuable in some way.
No, I remember when you asked, I was like, honestly, I thought you'd never ask. Even though like it was our second time meeting. I was just kind of waiting for that.
Well, I mean, I do try to be kind of particular about who I ask mm-hmm. to come on because just because you're beautiful doesn't mean you're going to be an interesting interview. But like I said, honestly, like you have great energy and you're like a lot of fun. And it was actually funny after we did our first shoot with Aubrey Valentine mm-hmm. for Twisties.
Yes.
Twisties reached out to me and like asked me what I thought about you. And I was Amber and I were both like, oh my God, she's awesome. Like we love her. She's so fun. She's so sweet. And they said that they'd been getting that feedback from all of the producers that you've worked with. So basically everybody loves Elsie.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad.
So let's start from the beginning. Tell me about growing up in Kenya.
Oh, that was the best. Oh my gosh. I miss it so much. Like I was born and raised there and I was a town kid. My mom was like a young mom. So like I was taken care of by my grandma, like my aunts, aunt, uncles. Like it was just really fun.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I had a really great childhood.
It sounds like you had a really like close family dynamic.
Yeah, very close. Like I've just honestly, what is it? Because my mom has like a lot of siblings. So she was always like very into like just like be oriented with your family, hang out with your siblings. So like my siblings are my best friends because of that, like her pushing that.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three. I have two sisters and a brother, but they're all younger than me.
Oh. And then did you guys all come out to America?
Yeah. So me and my sister came here and then my two other siblings were born here.
So okay.
Yeah.
So why did your mom leave Kenya?
It was like, I don't know. I never really asked them. I think it was just like, I remember them like getting the green cards, like trying out for it. They didn't get it the first time. And then I think my grandpa's who pushed them to try it again. And then when we got it, my dad got it first and he moved here. And then we got it like a year after. So then we came with and met up with our dad here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Do you feel like they thought like maybe there was just more opportunity here?
Yeah. I don't know why I never asked them about it. Like I think they were doing it off like what their parents were telling them because like they were young too. So mm-hmm. I think like that's what it was based off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they miss Kenya?
Yeah. I mean, they go back every year. They just came back. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, how often do you go back?
We go like every year. This is the second year. Well, no, I was there last year, but this was the second time I wasn't there for the family vacation, like the annual family vacation. Mm-hmm. But I try to make it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a different language.
Mm-hmm. We speak, it's tribal over there.
Okay.
So my tribe speaks Kikuyu. I don't speak it, but mm-hmm. I understand it like perfectly. And the main language is Swahili, mm-hmm. but every tribe has like their own language.
So what is the tribe? What is your tribe specifically?
Kikuyu tribe.
Kikuyu yeah. tribe. And then what would you say are like the hallmarks of your tribe?
Ooh, being late. I would definitely say that. I don't know. Maybe that could be a whole African thing. I don't know. But we're very late.
But you're never late.
I know. I really try.
I was like, wait a minute. I've worked with you a couple of times. Right? You were on time here. Like, you're not late.
Right? It's work. But like for functions, I'm going to be late. Because I don't want to be part of the setup crew. Like,
okay.
You don't want to be part of it. Like, you know,
I don't think everybody comes on time to party unless it's like a wedding.
Yeah.
You don't ever, you're never.
No, even weddings. That's the thing. It's just like when you tell a Kenyan a party starts at 4, expect them to be there at 8.
Okay. Because in LA, you expect them to be at least an hour or two later.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally how I plan parties here. Yeah.
I mean, the traffic here is, like, crazy.
It is, but I think that Angelinos just use it as an excuse to not be on time.
Yeah.
I remember, actually, I threw a party once, and I said, like, the party was going to start at 4, and I expected people mm-hmm. to show up at 6. And a friend of mine who just moved here from Ohio mm-hmm. showed up at 4.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, it's 4.
It's like, we're not ready.
He's like, it's 4. Like, it's when you said the party was starting. I'm like, no one gets to parties on time. Exactly. What's wrong with you?
Now you're part of the setup crew. Like, yeah. Literally.
Exactly. Help now get in the kitchen. Up.
Like, that's the thing. Yeah. And like, what else is a staple of our music, being loud, just partying. Like, that's us. Like, mm-hmm. I would definitely say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And going to church on Sundays. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Party on the week, like Saturday and then church on Sunday.
That's a good balance.
Yeah.
So what was immigrating like as a child? Like when you got here, was there a huge culture shock for you?
It was. I remember I got here in June. So like school had just ended. So we were staying with my cousins and it was just like kids were playing outside, but it wasn't like how Kenya was where you just tell your parents goodbye in the morning and you are out with your friends exploring. It was more like you're in this community and you have to stay here. So having the whole like kidnapper talk was like, what? You know,
doesn't happen in Kenya.
It probably does, but it was never to where it's like, you know, like stranger danger. Cause mm-hmm. like you just know everybody in your community. Mm-hmm. Like people see you. So that was like the thing where it was like very culture shock, not knowing who your neighbors are like that. Like, not being able to kind of leave your kids, like, with the neighbors. Like, it was just so different, like, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad that we have to be like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That whole, like, fear of what could happen mm-hmm. to your kids, that definitely. We live in a world like that.
That's, yeah. And having to grow up fast as a kid, too, like, because you learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else? Was there anything else?
Also, like, when I started school, I started fourth grade. And I just remember I packed a traditional, like, school lunch. Like, it was so embarrassing because, like, nobody would understand it. And also, I always, like, I know I don't sound like I'm from Kenya, obviously, but I had such a thick accent back then. And, like, I just know no one could understand me. And Kenyans love to stare at people. So, like, I know I was scaring those kids by, like, just, like, looking at them and just being, like, blue eyes? I've never seen that. You know, like, they were just, like, such, like, features I've never seen before. So, I was definitely staring at people, like, scaring them because I did not have friends. So, I think it was, like, because I was staring at them. Like,
Wow. And you said you packed a traditional lunch. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was like moki mo, and it's like, I hate it so much. Like, I don't even eat it to this day. But it's like a struggle meal. It's literally potatoes, peas, and mashed together, and then you mm-hmm. have it with soup. So yeah, it wasn't that good. I remember my teacher, he looked at me and he's like, he kind of felt bad that he was like, I'm going to get you lunch. Like, shout out to Mr. Hall. I like him. Like, thank you for that, because it was really like, he just looked at it and was like, let's get you some food. Like,
yeah. So what was like the first like American food that you had?
A burger, a cheeseburger.
And
with milk. Like, I literally got
was
like
milk.
No, because like I went out to the lunch and I was like, I tried to remember what I seen on Disney Channel. And it was always like burger and milk, strawberry milk. So that's what I try to have. The burger was good, but the milk was terrible.
Don't you? I remember from us discussing before, you have a really weird way of eating cereal. Can we just talk about that really quickly?
Oh my God. I was scared.
Because I think about that still. Like, yeah, I really do.
I just had that yesterday and I was like, I hope she doesn't ask me about that. But I don't mix my cereal together because I don't like the sogginess. So I usually have my bowl of Cheerios, like not honey nut, sometimes honey nut, but I like the whole grain.
Okay.
And then a cup of milk on the side. And then I eat it like this, and I drink my milk, just like that. And I'm usually at peace. But then when my friends saw that, they were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So that's when I realized, like, oh, I can't do this in front of everybody. Like this is like, embarrassing.
You have to, like, hide your cereal eating in shame.
Shame. When people are eating their breakfast in the morning, I'm just like, no, I'm good. Like, I just wait till y'all leave.
You know, I hope one day that we live in a world where you can eat your cereal and milks freely and without judgment.
And I just know that I cannot be the only one. I just hope someone out there that eats like that.
You know, someone's going to respond on the comments on the YouTube saying that they do that too.
And shout out to you. Like, I fuck with you. It's like, it's hard being real out here. Like, it's just,
oh my God. What is, what traditional Kenyan foods, is there anything that you miss?
Ooh, I miss chapati. Like, ooh, an ugali. I used to hate it when my mom would make it, but like now that I can't make it, I just like miss it so much. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cornmeal mixed, like mashed together. And then like what counts as the side. So it's mm-hmm. like you have it with collard greens, meat, just like a bunch of vegetables, and you pick it with your hand and you just do that. Mm-hmm. I just miss eating with my hands. Like,
Yeah. That's, most people don't eat with their hands out here. So have you tried to go to any like Kenyan restaurants out here?
I didn't see any. I just see, Nigerian and just Jamaican, but not near where I live. I haven't seen any.
There's a whole, I mean, I know that there's a lot of Ethiopian restaurants mm-hmm. around, but I don't know if I've ever seen like an authentic Kenyan restaurant.
I know. Maybe I should start one, honestly.
Maybe you should. This might be your calling. So, how did you get into the adult industry?
Oh, it was weird. It was like 4 months ago, 5 months ago. It was, I was doing OnlyFans, but I wasn't really doing sex content on there. It was just like pictures. And then some guy subscribed to it and he kept asking me, like, he's like, hey, do you want to join the industry? Like, I know this person, like I'm a recruiter, all this, like, I think you'd be great. And I just kept being like, no, like I just don't think that's what I want to do right now. And then I think the third time he asked, and he was speaking money too. And like, he was just telling me about the agency. He's like, you can look it up. Like, kind of gave me like the information about mm-hmm. it. So I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to go and look into it. And then I looked at like a bunch of interviews, like about the industry. And, I watched that one Netflix documentary, like Hot Girls Wanted or something. So then I was like,
which one did you watch?
The one with, Hussy Models.
Yeah, that was the first one. Because I was in the
There's more?
Yeah, I was in the second season.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that. I didn't know there was more.
Yeah. So Hot Girls Wanted, the first one was Hussy Models mm-hmm. in Florida. It's a pretty negative industry.
But when I saw it, I was like, oh, see. And then I was like, you know what? I'm fine. So, like, I spoke to Sandra. She saw my pictures, loved it. And then she called me. And I was like, when I was speaking to her, I was like, wow, like, a woman, like, run. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, that was awesome. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. So then I flew out. I did my first video with Casting Couch.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good. It was that video, I was not expecting it to blow up like the way it did. I think it's like at 2 million views right now. But it wasn't my name. It was like Eve. I put like a different name. So like, a lot of people didn't know it was me.
Uh-huh.
But it blew up. Like, I got a lot of followers from it when people like kind of realized, and like I saw some comments with classmates who saw that, so it was weird. Yeah. But that one blew up, and then before it actually came out, I hadn't fully signed to OC. I was still thinking about it, and then that's when she told me about Brazzers, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh shit! So I signed to her, and then like I got my contract with Brazzers.
Yeah. So before we get into your contract with Brazzers, mm-hmm. I just want to revisit that first scene, because it's like, you know, this kind of monumental time in your life, yeah. right? You've made, I mean, once you've done a porn scene, one, like yeah. there's no going back. So what, like, take me through it. What was it like? You showed up, like, was it what you expected?
It was, okay, so I got picked up by like the director, and it was weird because I didn't even know what name I was going to use. So like, we're just like speaking about it in the car, and I wanted to use Elsie, but then he was like, nah, like, let's do something else. So then I was like, I'll do Eve, because I was like about the WWE wrestler Eve, like the mm-hmm. diva girl. And then I was going to do Eve Scott, but I asked my friend about it, and she was like, that sounds like a civil rights leader, like, literally. And I was like, bitch, it does. Like, like, you know, I sound like a pioneer in the streets marching. And then she was like, so then I was like, okay, I'll just do Eve. And then I told them that, and I went and got my makeup done, got pictures. It was very secretive. Like, it was more like, yeah, put your phone down, put your, like, you know, like, it was just very, not like how Brazzers says you could be like, you know, I'm on set with Brazzers. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, it was very private.
So they didn't want you posting to social media?
Yeah, that like I was that. There or anything like that. And then
could have been the location.
Yeah.
Sometimes locations are funny about that. Yeah. They, like, they don't want it posted, like, same day or something.
Like, yeah. people don't know. That yeah. makes sense, yeah. But, yeah, what else? Honestly, I think I wasn't east into it as well as, like, when I went to Brazzers, then I realized how different and how kind of terrible that was. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. there's no boundary checklist. It was more like, he told me what he liked and then was like, all right, chop, chop, let's get into it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, because, like, there was a part where he tried to get me to eat his ass, and I was like, I don't do that, you know? So, mm-hmm. like, he's pushing me down and tried to eat it, and I'm like, like, oh, no, yeah. And it was like, we didn't have this discussion
before. Yeah.
So that was where it was weird. And also, like, there's parts in the video where you could hear me, like, struggling. And I think that's why it blew up. Like,
really?
Honestly, yeah.
Like, struggling, like, how?
Like, struggling to take it. Like, it was, you know, like, pain in some parts.
Okay.
So, like, the fact that you can hear that. Like, they didn't show a lot of it, but they kept the sound on. So, like, I think that's why it blew up.
Cause, like, yeah. It so were like you saying struggle. Stuff like, I need you to stop?
No, like- it was just, like, just my moans, like, it okay. literally just sounded like a struggle.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's fine, honestly. I haven't fully watched it. I was like, whatever. At least it blew up. Imagine, like, it would have sucked if I had a video that didn't blow up.
Yeah.
That would have, like.
Yeah, so you feel like that made it kind of worth it.
Yeah.
So then tell me about your first scene with Brazzers.
That one was an ad scene, and that one was really fun. Mm-hmm. It was Marvin's set. Like, it was so much fun. I love his sets. That one, I don't know if I can say who it's with, but, like, it's going to be coming out hopefully soon. But okay. then I did the Brazzers meets Elsie, which just came out with mm-hmm. Xander Corvus. That one was really fun, too. It was a Gonzo scene, and mm-hmm. it was, like, BTS, kind of, like, you know, introducing myself to Brazzers and just, like, porn. So it was really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, to have, like, a reintroduction from Eve to Elsie.
Yeah. I saw how was working with Xander?
It was really fun. We got along really well. Like, he's, like, I just love his conversations because he's very, like, conscious and just, like, you know,
passionate.
Educated. Yes, and passionate.
I love him. I had him on this podcast once, and it was one of my longest episodes.
Yeah.
It was 2 hours.
Oh, shit.
We talked about, like, God and the meaning of life. It was great. Like, we barely talked about porn.
That's the thing. Like, he can just really, like,
yeah.
like, it's work for him, and he has, like, other passions outside of it, which is just, like, what I like to see, because it was, like, oh, so I can do this and not be fully into just porn. I mm-hmm. can also have interest outside of it.
Yeah.
And, like, my money can go towards something good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long is your contract with Brazzers for?
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a weird contract. It's, like, developmental. So, like, right now they're developing me and my brand. Mm-hmm. And then
like, you'll see.
Full exclusive. It's weird. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure. I mean, they know what they're doing
signed.
There.
So it's like, I'm very, like, kind of, like, proud because, you know, they've never kind of done this to somebody else before.
Yeah. I don't think they've ever signed anybody, like, who's really literally brand new.
So I'm like, period.
Well, I think they made the right choice.
Yes. Honestly, like, I'm just trying to make them proud.
So what's the freakiest sexual thing you've done outside of porn?
Oh, gosh. Ooh. In college, I had a train ran on me.
Really?
Yeah. That was fun.
Like, how many guys?
That's the thing. I don't know. But it wasn't too much. It was definitely not too much. So it was like, I was at a party and I hit up this guy who I had been fucking. And I was like, yo, like, what you want? What you doing? And then he was just like, I'm just chilling with my bros. So I was like, can I come through? And so he said, yes. I Ubered over there. I don't even know why I did not make this man pay for my Uber. Like, you know, I'm about to come here and bless y'all. But I went over and I didn't know how many guys. I just got to remember because I know, like, some of them, they were on the basketball team. So there were, like, some recruits there. So, like, could be, like, 4 to 7 guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not too much, though. Not too
much. Yeah, that's, you know, I feel like that's a good...
it's a good number.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah, so then it was his friends, but it was dark. They were smoking. I was drunk. So I was just like, you know, like, they were like, you know, you for the team. Like, you wanted... you know? And I was like, yeah, you know, why not? Like, I felt cute. You know, I was like, why not? So, like, yeah, I had them run a train on me. And I still had an Uber.
Home. And you sold the Uber home?
Well, his girl was going to come over. Like, the I was a whole different person then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you would make sure that they paid for your Uber.
Yeah.
I feel like I should pay for your Uber
at
home.
Least, right.
Yeah. I mean, now you've got me feeling really guilty. I'm going to pay for your Uber home. Thank I'm very you. Sorry.
But I was just like, damn, you know? But I was stupid and I liked him a lot. And now he got married. Not to even that girl.
Somebody else.
Yeah. I was like, when did this happen? You know?
Did you feel like okay about it?
Yeah.
Like,
I had fun.
You had fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you didn't come away from that feeling like, oh, God.
No.
Okay. That's good.
I was just mad I had to Uber back to my dorm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what kind of scenes do you like shooting the most?
I like boy girl, obviously, but I really want to shoot for more black on black scenes because I feel like there's really none in professional porn. So that's what I wanted to, like, I made sure, like, they kind of knew, like, this is what I like. This is what I'm into. But my first two scenes that I had shot with them were with white guys because I hadn't told them before that. And then I was like, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was able to shoot with black guys, but, you know, it's still, I'm asking for a lot, I feel like. So, you know, I'm obviously going to get the interracial scenes, but I just want to still keep asking, you know, because I feel like there's really no, like, representation of black on black in porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely something that I've been seeing in my bookings because I don't, you know, they tell me who they want me to shoot.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that there's, when before I almost never got that.
Right.
I'm getting a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, like, it's a whole audience where that's what we want to watch. As I used to watch porn and it was like, damn, I have to be, like, on the 16th page to see two black people.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, use other sites because, like, you know, the main ones aren't for it.
Yeah.
Aren't catering towards black people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is there's so many great black performers in the industry.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like even a lot of, like, content creators would want to do professional porn because a lot of them don't because they know they'll be put into interracial scenes. And it's just like a lot of black women don't want to do that. You know, like I personally, like I like black men in my personal life. So it's like I feel like I'd give better scenes if it was with black co-stars because that's what I'm more into.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Who's some of your favorite performers that you've worked with?
Damian Daisky. Yeah. He's like so far my favorite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think
stop it. Chill.
I think I remember you mentioning that once. Yeah, he's a new Browsers contract star.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not worked with him yet.
He's funny.
I saw that you shot with Isaiah Maxwell a little while
ago. Yeah, that was so much fun. But that was for my content. Yeah, it wasn't for porn.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you will. I love Isaiah.
Yeah,
he's like literally one of my favorite guys.
Very soft-spoken. I'd like, like, I could listen to him talk all day.
He's
like,
such a gentleman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just love his vibe.
Yes.
He's like, when I have a day on set with Isaiah, I'm like, today is going to be a good day.
Also, Maze the Go. I really like him. He's funny.
Who's that?
Maze. I don't know if you shot. Yeah.
No.
He's like really fun. I think he's been in it for like a year or two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shooting a lot less than I used to now. And I'm shooting mostly for Twisties, which is all girl.
Yeah.
So the only time I shoot boy girl is for Browsers and it's only the showcases.
Mm.
And that's only like one a month. And they're actually taking a little break from
so it's like very
shooting.
Rare,
So I'm like barely shooting boy girl anymore. So yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to work with like some of the newer guys.
See, what is it? Because I shot multiple scenes with Maze, because like I was asking them for black on black scenes, but it's like, is there a shortage? Like, y'all kidding? Like, because I was like getting the same two people, so I was like, come on, yeah. You know. But it's okay. So it was just like, but Maze is really fun. Like, you would like him.
He was
like,
good.
Yeah, he's fun.
I think. I mean, there's a shortage of just good male talent in general. Yeah. Like, that's hard. And I think also with a company like Brazzers, they want to make sure that they're using somebody that they know is solid and dependable.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you know,
especially I've seen like with having like how much it messes up the day having somebody who's not. Yeah.
Have you had that experience yet?
No, I've heard of the like how it goes, but like, okay. Yeah.
I pray that you never do.
Oh, no.
We do. Because it's not fun.
Yeah. I mean, my third scene ever with Brazzers, I had to cut it short because like I started bleeding. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take it. So I was like crying in the bathroom. I was like, oh my God, what did they fire me? Like, oh but they didn't, obviously. Like, they, because the Billy told them, they're like, she's crying, like, she's scared. So then they called me and they were just like, you're okay.
Billy Visual. Mm-hmm. He's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really great. Love working with him. Oh my gosh. Yes. I did a scene with him, which I cannot wait to come out, but like I got to cook in it. So it was really fun.
Really? Yeah. Well, you did a scene with Billy?
No, with, oh my God. Oh. Like him directing.
Oh, okay. I was like, cause I know, I think I saw that like his wife is.
Yeah. She does stuff. Yeah.
So I was like,
she's like
confused.
The newest MILF. Yeah.
Yeah. I got like confused. I was like, what's happening? but they didn't, like, did you feel so much better after they, I mean, you really thought they were going to be angry with
you. Yeah. Cause you know, after also watching, you know, like hearing about the industry, it was just like, oh shit, like you gotta finish because, you know, they wasted all this money. And it was such a crazy day because the one talent got COVID. So they had to find something new, something happened with location. So it was already a crazy day. And then here I am, I can't take this dick. So it was like,
yeah, but that's hardly your fault.
Yeah.
I really feel like we've moved in a better direction in terms of taking care of talent, because I won't lie, like 10 years ago, I actually had a phone call once. I remember very distinctly. I won't say who the agent is.
Yeah.
But I had a girl who was crying because she was sore. I think she'd been working too much. Mm-hmm. And she like couldn't take, she's like, just couldn't do the scene. And I felt terrible, especially as a woman. I was like, I'm not going to make you do this. Like, that's just terrible. Like, you're in pain. Like, we should cancel you and we'll get some, I don't know.
And it's like, no matter how much lube you put, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. Not, like, she shouldn't have to put you through that. Right. And I remember her agent like called her and like yelled at her.
Damn.
And, so she's like crying in her chair because, you know, she like can't do the scene and her agent's mad at her. And so, and she's like, I can do it. She's like trying to pull herself together. She's like, I can do it. I'm like, you're not fucking doing the scene.
Right, exactly.
Like, you clearly like can't do it. So I called her agent and he tried to tell me that she was lying.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, she's making it up. She's lying. She's fine.
What is wrong with men? I swear.
And like, I was so angry.
Yeah,
I was
annoying.
Like, that's fucking bullshit. I'm like, I can tell you as a woman, like, she's not lying. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to make her do this scene.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sending her home. Like, you're not charging her a kill fee. Exactly. Like, it was just like, that was one of those moments where I kind of had a,
like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that moment where I was like, am I in an industry that's like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, are we treating people the way that we're supposed to?
Exactly.
And I'm so happy to say that, you know, thank God that that's like that one instance. Mm-hmm. And most of my experiences have been really positive. And now, like, you know, so many years later, working for companies like Brazzers and Twisties, they're so tuned into like the talent and how they're feeling. And we've had these meetings where they're like, if they don't feel good, if they need to go home for whatever reason, like they're having a bad day, like whatever it is,
like,
they're like,
let
them go. We're not gonna, you know, penalize them. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna blacklist them. Like, the mental health of the people that we work with is really important, and we need to take care of them. And I was like, that feels really good to have those conversations.
Yeah, like that's how, like that as a talent, like as a new talent too. That that's definitely how I felt. Where it's like when people ask me about the industry, it's like, I love it, but it's also like I've only worked with Brazzers and Casting Couch. So it's like, I don't know if like all the other companies are like that. Like, I can't tell you to join because like I can't be like, you're going to have my experience.
Yeah. You know? That's the thing. It's like, you can, I've heard wildly different stories from different women coming in at the same time. One person started with this company, they had the most amazing time.
Yeah.
And somebody started with something else and they had a horrible experience. And then like that colored their experience for the rest of their career. Or they dropped out and then they went on this kind of rampage about how the porn industry is all evil and terrible. And I'm like, man, you just worked with the wrong people. Like,
right.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I didn't even realize like it could have, cause like when I joined, I didn't really, like I was watching all these things, but I wasn't really thinking like, you're going to be those girls. You could be one of those girls. Mm-hmm. You have a problem. And then the more like I go on more sets and speak to more people, I realize like, oh shit, I could have been like, put in those glory hole videos or like mm-hmm. doing anal like right away mm-hmm. or just doing really like just pushing my body to such a limit in like such a short amount of time mm-hmm. where it's like every single time I go on set, I'm like, I'm so lucky. Like I'm with this company and mm-hmm. like working with such amazing people because like some girls it's really not worth it. Like,
yeah. No, absolutely mm-hmm. not. And then if you get caught up with a bad agent.
Yeah.
Who pushes you to do scenes that you're not ready
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
Because they don't care.
Right. Because even now, I feel like I'm giving them less because, like, I'm just, like, I feel like my list is so vanilla, but it's, like, I'm not even being pushed to do anything, like, because mm-hmm. they're just still, you know, building me up. So it's really nice, like, to have that,
They won't. They'll never push you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love. Yeah.
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 All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back. So hang tight. Okay, guys, we all know Adam and Eve is the one-stop shop for everything sexy. And now, with my code HOLLY, you can get any one item for 50% off, plus 10 free gifts. And you'll even get free shipping. So spice up your sex life at adamandeve.com, but only if you use code HOLLY. We are back. So, Elsie, what are some of your goals in the industry?
I just want to honestly be the best, like, or at least like the one of the best Black women to ever join the industry. I want to like either just make a mark in it, and I want to change things about the industry and how like in Black people are in the industry and stuff. I'm here to take over, honestly. Like, I'm just here to be the best, and I'm going to take my time, obviously, with things, mm-hmm. but I'm definitely, like, here to stay, and, like, yeah.
So do you want to, like, create more visibility for Black people in the industry?
Yeah, and just, like, just do things where you've never really seen Black sex workers do, like, Black performers do. So, like, just I want to do the outrageous scenes. I want to do, like, you know, like, the scenes, like, they mostly give white performers. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to like change that. Also like in being like the highest paid Black woman. Like would be mm-hmm. that would be a nice title. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, or like the most awarded, you know. I'm gonna Beyonce this industry, basically. Like
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
Is there anyone that you're dying to shoot with that you haven't worked with yet?
Sherry DeVille.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's a good friend of mine and she's so like awesome.
That's who I used to watch her stuff when I was mm-hmm. young. So yeah, I really want to work with her. And I've like said it so many times too. Like, I don't know why they would put me with her. But
they
yeah.
will. I mean, because she's a browser's contract star too. So they will.
Hopefully soon.
She's just busy. So it's hard to like nail her down.
Yeah.
But exactly. She's, I can tell you right now, she's like, she's one of my favorite people in the industry. She's so super genuine.
Yeah.
And she's just like really loving. She's got a very, I know she plays like a MILF on set, but she also has a very mom side to her.
Oh, that's cute. I've watched really like so many of her interviews where it's like, she just seems like a cool person.
She's
like,
super cool.
I would love to talk to her and like just get advice and stuff. Like,
Yeah. No, she's amazing. that's a name I'm happy to hear you say.
Yes.
What's been the most surprising thing about working in porn for you?
Let me see. Oh, how short the sex is.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I get sad because I'm like, damn.
That's really?
It. Yeah. I find it so short. Like, you know, but also it's like porn is kind of my only sex life. So it's like I want it longer.
Interesting. Because most performers are like, how much longer do we have to shoot for?
No. I mean, sometimes it gets like that. But like a lot of times it's like, damn, that was short. Like, you know, like I wanted to be longer. Like I thought it would be like. We'd be there for, like, 7 hours, and 4 of those hours is sex. That's what
you can have sex for 4 hours?
Well, that's what I thought the industry was. Like, you know? So I thought, like, you're putting in work to get, like, really good content. But it's like, damn, 30 minutes. Like,
I mean, believe me, some scenes have taken me 4 hours to shoot. But that's not – it shouldn't be like that.
Right.
Like, what would be, like, a good length for you? Because just four seems like it's a
lot. I could
do
an hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hour, 30 minutes. Like, I could do that.
An hour and 30 minutes.
And 30 minutes, yeah.
What's, like, the longest period of time you've ever had sex, like, in your personal life?
Ooh. Like, 2 hours. Like, back to – or all night if you're doing it, like, back and forth, back mm-hmm. and forth. Yeah.
But you take like little breaks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, just not 2 hours in the whole room.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But honestly, if we're switching positions and going from like blowjob, head, I could do it. Mm-hmm. I could definitely do it, yeah.
What's some of your favorite sexual positions?
I love doggy. Because, like, I like twerking on it. Mm. I don't like riding. Oh, my God. I'd be so tired. I do not have, like, strong knees. So it's just like, damn. I'm a pillow princess. Like, I just want to lay down. You do everything. Like, yeah, I don't like riding.
Especially reverse cowgirl.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. It's too much.
It's like.
Especially in porn because it's like, look at the camera. Like, no, now hold your ass like this. And it's like, we're asking for a lot right now.
Yeah. Well, that's regular cowgirl.
Oh, so exactly. Oh, reverse the camera, is the one where you face. Yeah.
And it's like doing squats.
Yeah.
Because you usually have to be on your feet.
And also, I get so conscious because I'm like, am I crushing you? Like, I can't trust when the guys are like, yeah, just put your hands on my like chest. Yeah. I can't trust you. Like, I'm just so scared I'm going to like break you.
You're like, tiny. You're not going to break
anybody. I don't know why. I always just feel like I'm like, yeah.
What about women? So do you prefer men over women?
Yeah, I'm definitely straight. I thought I was bi and then I did porn. And I was like, but also like I definitely still want to try like to have an intimate lesbian experience like without the cameras just to see. But as of right now, it's just like it's really hard to have like girl on girl sex on camera. Like, yeah. But I think I'm straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very much like I'm not into women. Mm-hmm. I've tried a couple.
Yeah, that's what I like. I really thought I'd be into it, and I was kind of sad. I was like, "Damn!" Like,
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you shouldn't be ashamed. It's like you know they say you shouldn't be ashamed of your sexuality if you are like if you like the same sex or whatever. But you should also not be ashamed of only liking the opposite sex.
Yeah,
it's okay to be straight.
I know. Like, I guess I gotta remember that.
I feel like that way too, though. Sometimes, like sometimes I feel like. Especially when I do interviews and people are always trying to ask me like these crazy sex questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't like, feel I'm like sorry, I have y'all. A good answer for that. Like if you ask me about the industry and about like how porn has changed over the years and about, I don't know, legislation against porn and all that kind of stuff, like the history of porn, like crazy sex stories, I can tell you stories all day.
Right.
But if you want to know like where the craziest place I ever had sex is.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
I don't have
one.
You
don't do that? Even when you were young? Oh, gosh.
Like, I don't know, in the car maybe? But that's not that exciting.
Oh, car sex is boring, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, where did you guys park? Church?
No. Oh,
okay.
No. I don't know.
How about
like,
you?
I don't have a good answer for that.
I think for me, it would be like the woods. Well, but that was like my first time. So like.
That was your when you lost your virginity? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So you said you had a good story about when you lost your virginity.
Yeah, I mean, it was like in a threesome. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like 15. It was freshman year. I was such a pick me girl. Like, I literally was like, yeah, I'll be the team manager, like, for football. That was not a, like, it did not exist. I went to, like, the principal and I was like, I could help the football team by, like, giving them water, like, being the water girl, basically. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted some dick. Like, I just wanted a boyfriend. Like, you know, like, it was just terrible. Because, like, I was like, I think I'm hot now when I can get a boy. But, yeah, so, like, it was these two guys. I remember we were walking from football practice. And then they were just like, have you had sex? I was like, yeah, what you talking about? Like, I be fucking out here. I was like, and then they were like, I mean, what you trying to do? And I was like, what y'all trying to do? And so, like, we were like, we saw the like behind the school, there are these woods. And then like at the top of the woods, is like somebody's house. So we just go like between like in that area. So it was me and these two guys. I didn't really watch straight porn either. Like when I was watching porn. So I was like, oh my God.
Wait, you didn't watch straight porn when you watched porn? What'd you watch?
I just watched lesbian, like Sherry DeVille. Oh, yeah, that's what I was watching. Yeah, that's why I thought like for a minute, like that's what I was into.
Right.
But so I'm like walking with these guys and I'm like, holy I'm about to do this. And then they were virgins too. So it was just like, oh,
it was
oh
like
my
a little virgin orgy.
God. Yeah. It was. So it was just like nobody knowing what to do. Like it was so terrible. And I didn't even have sex for like two, three years after that because I was like, that's what sex is? Like, what?
Wait,
like,
I need to know more details about this. Were you guys all trying to pretend like you were not virgins?
Yes. Like
we so were all of you fucking, yeah. were fronting and saying.
I remember the one guy trying to put it in my asshole, and I've never had anal sex, like even till now. And I was just like, wrong. I was like, I guess that's it. Like, I guess, but it couldn't go anywhere. So then we tried, you know, the vagina, but also I didn't know you needed to be wet. They didn't know you needed to be wet. So it was just like, why isn't this going in? So it was just like a painful ordeal. It was the sounds that probably people heard was terrible. Like, it was just trying to figure out how this works. And I think only the tips got in. That counts as losing virginity.
But wow. Yeah. Wait, did you like blow it? Had you given blowjobs before?
No. I was like, nothing. I'm too pretty for that. I don't know why. Like, I literally had that attitude for such a long time. I was like, no.
You were too pretty for blowjobs?
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I don't have a uvula because I got cut off in Kenya. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I could give good head. Like, I think I give pretty good head. So like, but for a long time, I was not giving head.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
So they only got like the little tips in there.
Yeah, that was it.
Did anybody come?
No, I don't think so. But I was scared of being pregnant for a while.
Yeah,
like, really, understandably. It was a very dry experience. Like, there was no moisture, like nowhere. Like, we didn't even know to use saliva. Like, yeah, it was just terrible. And then, like, I remember going to school the next day and I was just like, I'm so loose. Like, I was like, I'm so loose. But I felt like, you know, I felt grown up. I was like, I'm no longer like these little girls anymore. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's probably safe to say you didn't have a lot of sex education growing up.
No, I did not. No. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. I wonder if people have had like good first times, especially if they were young. Like,
you know, I mean, mine was not good.
Yeah.
I had sex with I was 16. My boyfriend was 15. He was a dick.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to lose my virginity because all my friends had lost their virginity. I wish I'd waited because I ended up having a really great boyfriend, like, 6 months later, and we were together for like a year.
You could have lied.
And he was awesome. Yeah. I wish I'd waited for him.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I lost it to fucking Justin Pearson.
Oh my
if you're
gosh.
Out there, Justin Pearson, you were a dick because he wouldn't take his shirt off because he had pimples all over his back. So he wouldn't take his shirt off during sex.
See, I would have appreciated that.
And he was, to be fair, he was gentle with me during it. Like, he didn't, I was like, ow, that hurts. And he was like, slow down. But then, like, a week later, we broke up because he was just so mean to me. And I crashed my car.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't care. And he told me, I'll never forget this. I crashed my car, like, a week later. I was, like, crying hysterically. And he was like, I don't care that you crashed your car. All I care about is the Skank and Pickle concert next week.
Oh my God,
I don't know why this always stuck with me. I was like, I'm less important to this guy than a fucking ska concert.
Damn, he really did not give up. Like, how was he going to get there? Were you going to be his ride?
No.
No, go down.
I don't know. He was just like, I just crashed my car. I was crying.
Good that you
I was
broke
like,
up
so
with
sad.
Him. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Justin Pearson.
I never had
You never deserved up. My virginity,
exactly.
Dude.
Tymir and Khalil, y'all deserved it. I just wish it was better. I could give them a round two, honestly. I would love to finish that.
Oh my God, maybe you could do like a fuck a fan thing and bring them back for
to
like
the same spot
to like the real experience and then film it for your OnlyFans and make a ton of money.
Yes.
What were their names?
Khalil and Tymir.
Khalil and Tymir.
Khalil is either dead or in prison. I don't know.
I
was stalking him the other day, but I was just like, there's nothing past like 2016. So could be jail or death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. Maybe just, who's the other one?
Tymir. He's alive. Yeah.
He's
Athena.
Okay. Tymir. Yeah.
Wait, no. Fuck Tymir, actually, because he was my boyfriend and he made me keep it a secret.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He was one of those boys. Like, let's just not tell everybody.
I think I had a couple of those boyfriends.
It was
too.
Very weird. Like, why did they
very
do that?
Unkind.
Yeah.
So basically, I just want to have sex with you, but I don't want anyone.
I don't
to,
want
like,
anyone to
know that we're together.
Right.
It's terrible.
Ugh, I just wish I knew better. Like when I was young.
Same. I know, right? And it's like now that I have a daughter, I'm like, I hope that I can teach her to wait for the right person. But like, in all honesty, like the kids are gonna do what the fuck they're gonna do. You can't control them.
Just be safe. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I wish I was being safe.
I did use a condom. I will say that.
No, I've only used a condom once in my whole entire like sex
really?
Life. Yeah. I don't like them.
I mean, I don't like them either, but I also don't like STDs.
That's, you know, for me, it's never, I realized like even before I joined the industry, it was never about, I was always scared about pregnancy, but it's like, I still want it raw. And I realized like, oh my God, I could have fucking caught something.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, I was not getting tested. I was just, I mean, the train I had, like, that was crazy, too. Yeah. Because, like, that guy was fucking a lot of girls. And, like, he gave me, like, a yeast infection. So, I'll always remember him for that. For, like, giving me my first yeast infection. And I thought it was an STD. So, yeah.
I mean, now, at least in the adult industry, like, you get tested all the time. And you're working with people who are getting tested all the time. So that's kind of a relief.
Yeah.
You can, like, feel pretty safe.
But I feel like I can't go to the club and then, like, find somebody. And it's so rare for them to have a test. Like,
yeah. It's pretty – yeah, it would be kind of irresponsible for you to have sex with them.
Right. And I just got tested. And then I have a scene tomorrow. Like,
Oh, well. I know. I wish they had, like, those at-home, like, rapid tests.
Yeah. Because sometimes it does take too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're horny, and
And then it's like you've lost the moment.
Honestly, yeah, guys, start taking tests at the club. Like,
that's smart.
Just like seriously.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like, because I just want to add. But imagine if you ask a guy and you're trying not to go home with him, and it's like, do you have a test? And then they're like, I do. Like, damn.
Yeah, but I mean, they could fake it too. There should be an app. It's like a dating
app or something.
Yeah, like an app where. Oh my God. Okay. You know how Grindr works?
Yeah.
Do you know how Grindr, like, you like mark that you're gay and, you know, and then it, like, if another person has a Grindr, it like lights up when you guys are near each other.
Oh shit.
What if you had a fucking app for STD testing?
Exactly.
And if you had a fresh test, it would light up and bing with somebody nearby you. So if you were at the club and someone there had a fresh test and it's verified because it's through an app, then you could be like, that guy's got a fresh test. I think I just came up with $1 million idea.
Maybe we should just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody take that. Delete this, like, last part. That would actually, that would be such a good fucking idea. Because, it's a mess out here.
Yeah. And then with monkeypox now.
Yes. Like, now it's like I'm on a 7-day test, not 14 days. I'm so scared. Like, because especially, like, it fucks up your face. So it's like that would be really
I did just
hard
get
on
an
me.
Email from MindGeek about it.
Yeah.
Like just being like
to look it.
Yeah, making sure that everybody checks themselves and just like warning people about it in the call sheet. And if they have anything that like looks like it could be something close to not come to set and to like really keep an eye out.
Exactly. Cause that would suck. Especially something that fucks up your face.
Yeah, because you just break out in, like, lesions everywhere, right? And it can scar
and, like,
you.
Yeah, we don't know how the scarring looks yet. Like, so that's a scary thing.
And they have vaccines for it, but they don't have enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, I think only, like, certain people can get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's – I was listening to NPR this morning, and they were talking about – they're coming out with, like, 800,000 new tests this weekend or something like that. But that's
I'm gonna need some.
Whole fucking state of the U.S. And yeah, you have to fall into a certain category in order to be eligible for it. But they'll make more of it, and eventually probably everyone will be
hopefully
vaccinated.
Like sex workers can get that like quicker.
I feel like the government's going to put sex workers last at honestly. The bottom of the fucking
list.
Well,
I don't know. I know y'all be fucking a lot, but...
We don't care about you. We don't see you as
people.
Let's
give it to the married couples first. Like, like, oh my gosh.
So does your family know that you work in porn?
My siblings do, but my parents don't.
They don't.
But I feel like they do because, like, I don't know if my siblings could keep that, like, that big of a secret, especially my younger ones. But, like, I just talked to my parents today, so it's like... My mom says something about, like, you know, it's all about loving what you do. And I was like, does she know? Like, what is she talking about? But I was, and also my sister just quit her job today. So I'm just, you know, like, I'm kind of the one making the most. So it's kind of like, you know, it's great. But I don't think I'll be disowned when they find out. It's just a good thing. But it's definitely going to be, like, weird.
Are you planning on telling them or are you just going to let them find out and then deal with it?
No, I'm just going to let her ride with it. Yeah.
You're just going to let them find out.
I would rather my siblings tell, like, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a hard conversation
to have. But, like, my cousins know. Like, everybody back home kind of knows. But, like, they just all love me, honestly. Like, I'm just a lovable person. It's, like, hard to be kind of mad.
Yeah.
Like, so,
I can never be mad at you.
Exactly. Like, it's just hard. Like, so I feel like,
I mean, I think that if you can kind of, what I've found in my conversations with other people who've, you know, told their parents and had kind of a hard time with it, I think once their parents came to see that they were making good money, they were being safe about it, they were happy with what they were doing and they were being like responsible with the money that they made, then they were able to accept it.
And sometimes I'm so like today I don't want to tell my mom like, oh my God, I'm going to be a but I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like for what?
She'll definitely like, know if she
like, why does somebody want to hear you speak? Like, so I was like, damn, I can't say that. Or like, I can't even explain to them what a Brazzers contract is. Like, you know, like I can be like, hey, look, this is how I'm starting out. Don't be scared. But I don't know.
How long do you think it's going to be until they find out?
I think probably a year. I think it could ride out for a minute. Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Parents always find out sooner than you think they will.
I don't see. Maybe Facebook. Maybe they could find out from Facebook.
Like one of their friends is going to see you and then tell them. That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe they'll notice the name, but I don't know. I feel
because Brazzers is a big brand.
Yeah, and they keep reposting. I'm like, goddamn. I'm like, goddamn. It's like y'all really want certain people to see it.
Like, how do your parents feel about sex, like sexuality?
My
mom
is very, very Christian, very conservative, but she's young, so she's getting into like the gentle parenting thing, and she's kind of getting into like more understanding. So that's why I think like. Well,
that's
great.
That's really good.
Because my sister was able to tell her, like, she masturbates, and I would have never been able to say that. So it's like, and she has my younger sibling, so she's definitely more progressive. My dad, honestly.
How old is your mom?
She is 39. Yeah, 38 myself. Or 39.
She's
no, stop.
She's younger than me.
She
I fucking
me at
knew
17,
it.
Though.
I knew so, it. Like, I knew why. It. Yeah. I know. It's just like everybody's younger than me now.
Yeah. But it's like...
I was 20 when I started this industry and everyone was older than me.
That's what I feel sometimes. I'm like, damn, I'm going to keep getting older. Like, I'm at 22 and it's like, then 23, then 24. Ugh. Like, I will be forever 21.
You know what, though? I'm going to tell you, like, honestly, my 30s were better than my 20s. Really? And my 40s are better than my 30s.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm having such a good time.
You're going to have a great time. But you will grow and you will change and your priorities will shift. Yeah. But have fun in your 20s. Like, absolutely. Definitely, do all the things that you want to do. Travel. Like, get... Because that's what I did.
Yeah.
Like, have sex with lots of people. That's what I did. Yes. You know, party all the time. That's what. Just experience it. And then you will eventually, like... You will naturally want to... adjust.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know. I could be totally fucking
wrong. Yeah. Like,
maybe you're 60 and you're still up in the club. Like,
yeah, it could be. Oh, that would be nice. I was thinking about having like a club for older people because like it's sometimes so tiring seeing older people at the club. Like, why is your dad here? You know? Like,
is why I don't go to fucking clubs. Because the people like you are going to look at me and be like, what are you doing?
It's just like, what are we doing here? You know, like.
Honestly, though, I would feel that way, which is why I don't go to the club. Because I very much feel like, why am I here?
I feel like we need to have age limits for clubs. Because, like, it is people's dads in the club.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you behind me? Like, you know, like, what are you doing?
Well, and they're probably trying to make a move on you, too.
Exactly. So it's just like, no, Otis, no. Like, you know, like, no.
Do you want to have a family one day?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I want to, like, when I'm done and, like, I settle down, I'll probably go back to Kenya, have my own farm, and have, like, a family there. Like, you guys will never hear from me again.
Aww.
Like, probably, I mean, you probably will. I'll probably, like, vlog or something. But, yeah, I just want to go back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you miss Kenya that much, huh?
Yeah, that's always going to be home for me. Like, yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And also, I want to have a farm there and land. Just all that.
And you could probably, you know, work out here, make a lot of money, save it, and then go back to Kenya, and then probably people won't recognize you there.
Oh, I'm scared that they will. That's why I was like, my parents kept telling me to go, and I was so scared to go with them because I was like, I don't know, you know? Because, like, there, they watch a lot. Like, they've been, my comments have been with, like, hella Kenyans, and I was really surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Kenyans watch a lot of porn.
Yeah, I was very shocked. I was very shocked at that. I was like... What? Like, this is my country? Like, what are you guys doing? You know, I was like, oh my God.
Why are you guys here watching me?
Right. It was very weird. But all of them were been nice. So I was like, hopefully he's better over there. But I am scared to go with my family first.
Right.
Because
they might recognize you.
I also heard
that.
I
love your Brazzers scene.
I'm like,
in front of
your
parents.
I'm like, who? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You got the wrong person. Like, I will literally, they're like, are you not Elsie? I'm like, who?
Like, that's definitely not my name.
Right.
Your parents are like, yes, it is.
Right. That I realized that would be a problem using my real first name. Like, but yeah, I like it too much.
It is a beautiful name.
Thank you. Yeah. I know all the LCs are probably mad. Cause, like, it's an old name. So, like, all the grandmothers are probably sick as fuck right now.
That's okay.
Like, yeah.
It's not your problem.
Like, I'm bringing a whole new brand to LC. So, yes.
Well, LC, thank you so much for coming
Brenda,
on. It's
thank
been
you for
such a pleasure.
Me too.
Can you let everybody know where they can find you online?
My Twitter is Elsia Later with two R's. So, I'll see ya later. Oh my God, I realize it's such a terrible, like, it's so
I different. Actually, I love it. I think it's
I like it too, but it's hard with spelling. So it's ELSIEYALATERR. That's from my Twitter. And then my Instagram is ElSeeYaLater_1R. So if you can get all that.
Yeah. And then are you on any other platforms?
OnlyFans, ElSeeYaLater2. And my TikTok is corny, so no.
You don't want people to go to your TikTok?
I mean, it's ElSeeYaLater_, but yeah. Yeah, it's very corny. Because I have all videos from like before I did this, and I'm just not going to go and like delete all of them. It's too many. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And you guys can find me at Holly Randall on Instagram and on Twitter. My TikTok is Holly Randall Unfiltered, if I'm still up by the time this episode comes out. And of course, if you want to support this podcast, go to patreon.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I will see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. If you love my show and want to support it, I ask that you take the time to rate and review my podcast. Now, if you're not sure how to do that, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/HRU, and you'll automatically be directed to the various podcast apps your device supports, and then be led to the place where you can rate my show. 5 stars, of course, and leave your glowing review. Okay, it doesn't have to be glowing, but you know, say something nice. You can also financially support this show through my Patreon by visiting patreon.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered, where you get so many perks for your support. Things such as early releases and live recordings of my interviews, merchandise such as stickers, mugs, and hoodies, autographed copies of my photography books, free access to my private Snapchat and not safe for work website, hollyrandall.com, and my bonus podcast, My LA Porn Life. Also, join my Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/HollyRandallUnfiltered, and you can watch the video versions of these interviews at youtube.com/HollyRandallUnfiltered. Oh, and of course, sign up for my newsletter at hollyrandallunfiltered.com and get all the info on upcoming guests and special projects. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for supporting my podcast in whatever way that you can.